Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hey, everybody. Good to see you here. Now, today I wanted to share with you a bonus episode on Steph Pinto, one of my clients that has been an incredible inspiring story. I love watching how she went from making literally $0 and she couldn't afford my academy, and it was really hard for her to commit, and then she finally did. And I was terrified when I first, she joined the mafia, because I was like, oh my God, I really hope that she's going to make her money back, because she was so shy and so invisible on social media and so not believing in herself, in her business. And oh dear goodness, now she's making $7,000 every single month. Now she had $9,000 last month. So pretty much she's making $80,000 a year full-time. And full-time meaning like she doesn't have a job anymore, and she finishes at 3 o'clock and go pick up the kids every day and spend time with the kids, and she's a parent coach, so that's her priority. And I just love to know that she's where she is now because of the Mafia Academy, obviously because of her, she's done it. All the credit goes to her, but I'm so happy that we could help her with it. So hope you guys enjoy. There's lots of tips on how she's making consistently $7,000 to $9,000 every single month. So go and enjoy it. All right. Hello, and welcome. Welcome everybody here in the workshop Secret for Coaches. This is Steph. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Everybody say hi to Steph. I'm actually putting my live in here so I can see that we are going live. There we go. All right, here we go. So everybody, this is my gorgeous Steph Pinto. She is part of the Mafia Academy. It's been amazing to have her in here. Tina, we have you unmuted. Okay. It's beautiful to have you in here with us. Steph, how long have you been working with us in the Mafia?
It was September 2019. So
a year and a half?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how different life has been the last 15 months or two, 18 months? Incredible. Okay, Steph, I love your story. I actually share your story every single time I go into a workshop with people, because I find it very inspiring. Because I remember you and I talking in Sydney at that event, and you were like telling me, hey, I'm like a coach and I'm trying to get this business started. What was going on through your head when we were chatting about your business?
Well, I had like fear, can't do this. And I had zero clients. Like I didn't even feel like a coach. So I knew I had stuff I wanted to share and I didn't know how to get that out there. And I just felt like I'm a little old Steph, like I'm not anything special, and how can anyone listen to me? So yeah.
And you know what, Steph, I don't know you, but I sometimes still have that thought in my brain. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that people watch us on social media and they go, oh, they're unicorns. They don't have negative thoughts. They don't have negative things anymore. And I just go, no, we have them, but we don't just listen to them, right? We just change them. So just for everybody to be able to follow you, let's just tell them, what do you do? And then we're going to go back in time, because I think it's going to make more sense.
Okay. Okay. So I'm a parent coach, and my specialty is really bringing emotional intelligence into parenting and into families. So that's what I do. I work with parents and I help them create what I like to call an emotionally intelligent family culture. So just a lot less stress, a lot more calm. Parents are connected and connected with their kids and really understand what is going on with their kids' behavior and know how to diffuse meltdowns and just, like I said, bring that calm back to the home. So
I love it. Look at that. You like light up when you talk about that. That is so beautiful. But Steph, you're different than me. You're so confident. I am here, little old me, and I'm not confident. Someone who's watching that and they're thinking that, what would you tell them?
You know what? We know it's a massive mindset game. And my mindset before I met you and before I joined the Mafia was basically an employee mindset, because that's all I ever was. And I had no idea how to be a leader and like how to kind of share from a space of being a bit of an expert, not an expert, but do you know what I mean? Like someone who could share and people would listen. So
yeah, on it, expert for sure.
So yeah, that's huge.
I love it. Well, everybody listening, I say all the time, business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. So you gotta work on your mindset. This is what we do in the Mafia Academy, right? We work so much on mindset because until it happens in here, it's not gonna happen in reality. And we can't make it happen in here until we see it in reality. So you're like, what do I do? Right? Isn't that amazing? So Steph, I'm gonna share the PowerPoint in here because I wanted to show everybody this gorgeous, gorgeous lady. And honestly, I do say I share your story a lot because I remember you and I having that conversation and going from the Steph that we met, you know, nearly 18 months ago in Sydney, where you were like, I have no idea. And through COVID and all of that, right? Everything has happened. So let's go through your funnel. Let's actually get your funnel out and share with people Steph funnel before Mafia and Steph funnel after the Mafia. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So what happened to Steph funnel before the Mafia? When you came to me in Sydney, in September 2019, what was happening?
I had no funnel. I didn't even know what a funnel was.
Okay. Well, sounds good. So if we were to like talk about, okay, well, how do you get clients? Were you getting any clients at all?
So I had zero clients. Zero clients. The only thing that I kind of knew a little bit about doing, I don't even know how I knew that. I did have a business partner for a really short time. Yeah. And that was doing really small workshops with like 20 people and talking about emotionally intelligent parenting. And I was like, hey, thanks for coming. I went through like my content and I was like, bye, see ya. I hope you enjoyed it. And that was it. Like I let them go and I was like, I'm done. That was good. Next lot. Like it was so.
How much would you charge for these workshops?
Maybe like $29.
$29 and you will get 20 people there and there was no call to action.
No, I didn't even know what a call to action was.
I love it. This is really good stuff, right? Because a lot of the time, Steph, people look at what we're doing now and you're like, you're making $7,000 a month consistently and I'd love to know more, you know, what's been happening in your business. And they're thinking that you already had it all, right? People think I need to get those results before I take the next step. So why did you join Mafia? What was the thing that you went, I need this? Why did you do it?
I felt like there had to be more than just trying that rinse and repeat, like doing a workshop and then thinking, oh my God, now I have to like do a hard slog for weeks and weeks to get another fresh set of people, like cold people to come along and pay me another $29. So I was just like, I can't support my family like this. It's too hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And were you afraid to join the Mafia? Because obviously there is an investment there.
Yes, because again, I had never invested in myself. I didn't even know what it was about. I didn't know about coaching. Like I came from a therapist background. I was a speech pathologist. So that was my employee mindset. You just work, 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 9 to 5, and then that was it.
Yeah, amazing. All right, let's go through your funnel now, right? So what's Steph doing now? What's at the top of your funnel at the moment? You got a Facebook group?
Yep, so I've got a Facebook group.
What is it called?
So that's you can called- join it. It's called Let's Raise Emotionally Intelligent Kids.
Oh, nice. And how many people have you got there now?
It's actually about to hit 5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Everybody give it up for Steph here in the comments. Let's go. And if you would like to have your own Facebook group that reaches those numbers in literally a year and a half, what is possible in your business? Say Facebook group. Obviously, first congratulate Steph in the chat and then say Facebook group. If you think like, holy shit, of course I need to do that. And this is part of what we do in the Mafia Academy. We teach you how to start a Facebook group and a meetup group and how to run events online, face-to-face, doesn't matter. And then we get people from there, right? We nurture them and look after them and teach them and make them part of a tribe. So how's this group going?
Yeah, it's actually exactly that. Because I followed your strategy, the parents there are so engaged. Nice. They are so passionate. They want to learn. They want to comment. They want to like. I get a lot of shares, actually, from the stuff I post or the pictures. Like I'll post my own stuff, but also content farm and, you know, like put whose image it is and stuff. But yeah, it's really, really engaged. So that's awesome.
Oh, that is amazing. And does that fill up your soul, right? When you go into a group and you'll be able to do that, how does it feel?
It definitely feels like, oh my God, people are resonating with this. Like I'm on the right track and it's making a difference.
Yeah. And this is the difference, right? So there is someone here, Moxin, that says, how did you grow the group? And it says, well, I want a Facebook group like that. So we have to flip it, right? We need to go back a step, which is everything that we teach you in the Mafia Academy, which is the first and foremost, you need to create a following. If you don't have a following, you said, hey, everybody, I've got a Facebook group. You're going to have crickets. Nobody's going to join this Facebook group if you haven't built a following. And it doesn't happen overnight, but you can tell, you know, Steph didn't have a group and now she's got a group and it's got 5,000 people in it, engaged people that obviously now these cold people that she had, now they're totally warm. They're not just warm, they're hot, right?
Yeah.
Hot target market inside of this group. And from there, what happens?
From there, so I have the Facebook group, I have the meetup group, and that also has 300 to 400 people, I think, at the moment.
Nice. Yep.
Another thing, like here and there, I'll do a webinar or a half day workshop kind of thing.
Okay. So then you do a webinar and half day workshop. So that we're going to put them in here in the middle of the funnel.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened from there?
From there, people will either go into one-on-one with me or my groups. But at the moment, I'm promoting my 8-week groups. So it's my one-to-many.
8-week group in here.
Yep.
Beautiful. And at the moment, your business is generating about...
It's actually this month because I'm just filling my next 8-week group. It's probably about 9,000 a month.
Okay. But
it obviously fluctuates a little bit here and there. So
yeah, it goes between. But you understand that your average, what you told us the other day, was about 7,000 a month, which is $84,000 a year.
I know, what?
And this is your second year in business. Like, we need to really understand. And like, congratulations, this is so beautiful. When I see this, I just go, oh my goodness, was it worth it for you to invest in the Mafia Academy to then have this business in 1 year?
And you know what? It's not just like, just quickly, it's not just investing in the Mafia to have this business. It's what that allows me to do, which is be home with my kids and do drop-offs and pickups and do swimming lessons and like not struggle with the bills. Like it's actually a whole other thing. So yeah. I'm super grateful.
I love it. Well, you've done it, right? You've done all of this. So with this one, there's one person here that is saying, I grew my group to 500, 750 people in 4 months, but it is a lot of effort. So was this a lot of effort for you to grow these 5,000 people?
I wouldn't say a lot of effort because, I mean, I love doing it and I love posting and I love sharing what I know and like seeing people resonate with it really makes it like easy for me. And I'm familiar with social media anyway, so it's not too much for me to like schedule a few posts like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or you know, if something pops up to me and I think, wow, that means something to me, I'll share it because I know it means something to other parents. So it's actually not a great deal of
effort. It's passion, right? So what we do is that we will really show you how to stop doing this for money, but doing this for passion, and then people feel it, and then people want more, and then people want a piece of it, and then people want to follow you, and then people want to be part of the journey, and then eventually they're gonna obviously want to buy from you and have more. And there's really a lot of people that do it without having a call to action, which actually giving a disservice to people that want to work more. But also being part of the Mafia Academy, you have a virtual assistant.
Yes, Karen. She just had a baby yesterday, actually.
Oh, cute. How long she's been with you?
It's actually been about 9 months, I want to say.
Nice. So a lot of this stuff, she's helping a lot to grow this group for you?
Yes. So now she is, and that takes the like time off me to post here and there. And I can just do the work, like the coaching and the groups and stuff.
I love it. And so if you're watching this and you go, holy guacamole, this is exactly what we do in the Mafia, right? We take someone that has a passion and haven't worked out how to monetize and how to make a real business out of that. Making, you know, you were making money. So we were making a little bit, right? 20 people for $29. So that was something. So we went pretty much from, I'm going to actually do it, $580 a month to $9,000 a month.
Yeah.
Pretty good effort, right? And pretty much in 2 months, of your, you know, what you're making now, you paid off the Mafia Academy for the whole year. And now the second year, by the way, everybody, for the second year of our Mafia Academy is $1,000 for you to still be a client, still be coached by us, still come along to everything. We do it on purpose because we're here to serve. We're here to see the success. And I have to say, Steph, when we had that conversation, I'm going to share this first, right? Because I have to say this story, because honestly, my integrity, I was terrified. You didn't have a real business. You were partnering with someone else. You said you didn't believe in yourself. You said you didn't have money. I was terrified. I was like, what am I doing? Like, it's incredible. $45,000 since you joined the Mafia. So you made your money back like nearly four times, which is incredible. My heart was sinking when you were like, I do want to join, but I can't afford it. And I was like, shit, what do I do here? Right? Because my integrity, like I don't want people to sign up to my stuff and not have the money and struggle to put money on family. I'm like, I was terrified. Right. So when I look back at the decision, I use this story for myself as Steph a lot. When I talk to people, they tell me I can't afford it, I wonder, is this person another Steph Pinto that can't afford it right now? But look at Steph now, making $84,000 in a year, right? It's like business turnaround, having time for family. All your values are met, right? You're not working around the clock. You are serving now. You're having a virtual assistant. You're changing her life as well while she's changing your life. I mean, I cannot say people don't do it. I'm like, come on. You are my inspiration, right? To help more people that can afford it. So if someone is out there and they say, oh, I definitely can't afford it now, I'll do it later, what would you tell them?
I would say you don't know what you don't know, you know? So you cannot see, it's hard to be able to see the possible future that is out there when you come from that kind of mindset.
Yes.
And so it's almost like take the leap of faith, but trust, like if you're looking at the Mafia.
Your daughter's there?
Trust.
Bring it in. Say hi to her.
No, it's my son, and he wanted a big Easter egg. I'm like, just eat it.
It's totally fine. And this is what we do here in the Mafia, right? We're family. We bring family across. There is no problem. Oh, you're like, yeah, take it, eat it.
Yeah, I was like, go for it. But yeah, it's. I think just you literally can't lose. The only way you could lose is if you did none of the work and followed none of the strategy and was like, okay, she'll do the work for me and sit back and watch. Like that's the only way that you're not going to get some amazing results. So, yeah.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yes.
but was it a no-brainer for you or were you terrified?
I was like, I'm going to have to ask my mom and dad for the money. Like it's, yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's amazing when you see your past self and go like, what were you afraid of? Look at this now. It's so much easier once you've done it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just like, you can't compare. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I'm going to go through this. There's a few things that you said that you wanted to talk about today. Hello, gorgeous. How are you? Good to see you. Okay, so the first step that you were talking about is personal profile on Facebook. So this is one of the biggest shifts that we taught you in the Mafia Academy. So for everybody listening here today, you're all saying, well, how do you grow your Facebook group like that? Well, the first thing we need to do is to grow our personal profile. Was that challenging for you?
It actually, no, because I recognize the fact that if people go onto my personal profile and they see pictures of me, my family and my dinners and stuff, they're not going to know what I do and they're not going to realize who I am and what I can help people with. So pretty quickly, I sort of changed my profile picture and my banner and just started posting about the parenting and emotional intelligence stuff. So
yeah. And would you just talk about business all the time?
No, because I know that I don't want to, like, I had a friends and family and a network already and I thought I'm not going to turn them off and just be like, rah, 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 in your face. Like, it's authentic and I want to share about my family and people want to see it too.
I love it. That's so cool. Now, we've got someone here asking, okay, well, you've got a Facebook group. You're making $84,000 a year. So how much money are you spending in advertising? What's the profit?
I'm not spending any on advertising.
Right. We spend $0 in advertising to make that happen, right? Because what we teach you in the Mafia is to go organic, right? We teach you how to grow your network, grow, show people that you've got value to give, and then people want to be part of your group. And then from there, you nurture them, and then they become clients. Then the only investment that you have at the moment, obviously, at the Mafia Academy now, you really paid it off. So that's done. And you're pretty much only big expense will be the biggest one, will be your virtual assistant. Am I right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just my VA and that's it.
Yeah, which is $5 an hour for 20 hours a week, like legit. And we find and train virtual assistant for Moxin is like, wow. Yeah, Moxin, this is exactly what we do in the Mafia Academy. So the thing is, we need to show you though how to do it. And now, Steph, I have to say, I am so proud of you because you were very scared and you were very terrified that this was never going to happen. You were about to give up. I gave you a call, I remember, and I gave you some tough love going, you are not giving up. Remember that phone call?
Yeah.
That was another moment that I was like, shit, she wants to give up. And she's like, I can't finish paying this off. And so that means I can't come to the workshop. And I was like, legit, I'll kill you. I'm like, I mean, this is the Mafia Academy. I'm not going to let you kill you. But I'm saying like, you cannot throw away the money that you just put in and not do the work. Like, what the hell? So what was going through your head when you wanted to give up?
I feel like I just wasn't trusting that I could get myself to that point of like being out there, being in front of people's eyes, being the expert. Like, it's hard for me to get out of that mindset into the new one. So that was it.
Yeah. And what shifted it for you?
Our conversation, yes. And I think just the realization that if I didn't do something now, then like nothing would change and I would always be like this. And I was like, no, hell no.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That is so true, right? If you don't do it now, then when? Because we always think that we're going to do it later on.
Yeah.
But the truth is, later on never comes, right?
Never.
Because there is more stuff that happens later on. And mm-hmm. I had so many people that told me that, oh, I'll do Mafia later when I'm ready. And they're never ready because then life happens and then more stuff happens and then more expenses and then more debt. And then they're never going to go around to do it, right? Which is a pity because, Steph, how many people are you impacting right now? Like those 5,000 people in your group alone, right?
Thousands. I don't know. Thousands.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Little old Steph, yeah? I love it. Now, everybody that is watching this is amazing. We've got lots and lots and lots of comments for you, Steph, which is beautiful to see. If you would like to have such an impact and then a virtual assistant that will help you through that, just say impact in the chat. We want to see how many of you go, I want to make an impact. I want to have a virtual assistant to help me. I want to make $84,000 a month and spending zero in advertising. This sounds like a good deal. Let give me some of that. So if you like that, say impact in the chat right now. All right. So the next step you had in here, Steph, was show the what and why in the workshop, but not the how. Tell me a bit more about that. Because you were a giver, right? You were already giving a lot, but what was happening?
I was like proving myself and giving everything I had. And then people would be like, okay, that was great. Thanks. Bye. And I was like, oh, I realized how much of a disservice that was. So flipped it. Yeah.
This is a big one, right? So we show you how to give because you are a giver, Steph. You're giving so much and we don't want you to stop giving, but we give with purpose. Right? We want to give with the purpose that you are showing the what and the why people need to do this work at your workshop, which is super valuable to them, but we don't give them the illusion to be able to give them the how because it's not true. You can't give the how in like half an hour. We can't show you now what Steph really did, you know, all the things that she did to make this business happening. We can tell her that the what and the why, right? We can show you all of that. But then if you want deeper, if you want more, then you need to invest. People that pay little money pay little attention. People that pay lots of money pay lots of attention, right? So this is the same. When you're giving, you got to give with purpose to be able to see what people need. And also what you were saying is really powerful, that you were making it about you, right? So you were trying to prove to who?
Trying to prove to myself because I didn't believe that I had anything worth, you know, giving and sharing, but now I know differently.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing when you're watching your clients going through your 8-week program? Isn't that amazing what happens on the other side when you see them shifting through it and their family changing, and you have facilitated all of that? How does it feel?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like I just finished one about a week and a half ago, and the feedback and the testimonials and the people saying this was so eye-opening, it's transforming. And I'm like, oh, I forget how important and how valuable this is. Like, I do it every day and I'm always talking about it. But then I think, yeah, it actually does change people's lives.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? When we are in our own value, we just stop believing in it as well. We stop seeing the value. We go like, yeah, it's valuable, but it's sort of valuable, you know. Yeah. But then when you watch your clients going through and you go, holy shit, it is really valuable. This is real. And it just keeps happening, right? You need to keep reaffirming that in your brain, because our brain will take what we know as granted. It's just so normal, right? All right, next step was, you now have finally been seen as an expert by growing your Facebook group and promoting workshops through emails. So tell me more about that, please.
Yeah, so now my VA and I have organized the structure of our emails. We have a lot of emails because we've been able to get them from people joining the Facebook group, which is at a very high rate. And so leading up to workshops and webinars, we use your structure of getting the information out to people and reminders and letting them know that it's coming up and not to miss out and get a ticket leading up to the day. And so we get a relatively high, like, rate of people coming in.
That is so awesome. So in average, how many people are you getting into your workshops now?
It does depend. It might be like roughly 30 each. So
amazing. And you do that every month, so every couple of months?
Probably every quarter, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome. Love it. And then you send people from that workshop in through your 8-week program and then so on. Have you got from the 8-week program, do you have a next step for those clients?
Really, it'll be continuing doing the one-on-one. That's my, like, higher ticket, you know, work with me for a month or 3 months or something like that, one-on-one. So that's it.
Okay. All right. Are you coming to Bootcamp to Scale in May?
I might be. I need to check with some appointments and clients and stuff, but I
would come to that, because what I want to do is want to create a next level for you. Yeah. You're helping these people for 8 weeks. The people out there that I'm sure they want to stay with you for 12 months, and you don't have to do that one-on-one. So I can show you how to do the next step.
Awesome.
In the Bootcamp to Scale. So it's on the 5th, 6th and 7th of May. And this is a workshop just for the Marfians that we will go through all the steps on how to now upsell, how to create the next program, the next thing. And this Bootcamp to Scale is the first time we ever run it this way. So I really recommend that you come along. RSVP is shutting on the 16th, so you're still in time to RSVP. Okay, so you're running a half-day workshop to fill your end-to-end program, and all of this wasn't happening before the Mafia Academy. I just love to see that. Now, Steph, if someone is listening now, what do you think was the biggest thing that was stopping you from making $7,000 consistency before you joined the Mafia?
I think it was my mindset, because when I didn't have the mindset that I could potentially get out there and get in front of people, I had no idea of the how, which I obviously learned through you. But without that mindset, I wouldn't have been able to change my personal profile, start posting. I wouldn't have created a group, because I wouldn't have thought that I had anything special to be like the leader of. Wouldn't have created my meetup group, wouldn't have done meetups online and brought people together and shared as like the expert. So yeah, I think that, and that's something that you kind of nail, is the mindset around being that expert and that leader and leading people in a group or in a meetup and sitting in that space and taking up that space. That was huge for me.
I love it. That is so cool. So cool. And so if someone is saying, okay, Steph, you're not telling me everything, what is your life really looking now? So give us like a day in Steph's life.
Day in my life. I do have kids coming in and out of Zoom sometimes, but luckily, because I work with parents, they all get it. Yeah. But like I said, it means I can do the pickups and the drop-offs, and I'm with my kids and I'm at home. I don't commute. I'm, you know, paying the bills, and we are living happily, and I'm serving parents in the way that really, really is meaningful to me. So I'm like, I just think, why not do this? It's a no-brainer.
You don't look stressed at all. Like, there's, you're just like, cruising through it, yeah? Because a lot of people look at us going, it's organic strategies, you're not paying for advertising, you must be working around the clock to make this happen, right? You must working evening, nights, weekends. Do you do that?
No.
I couldn't. Oh. Isn't that fascinating how from the outside, right? Because people will probably see that you're everywhere on social media because you have a virtual assistant. They don't understand the power of when you have two people working on one account and they're going to be able to spread your content. And you don't need to be around the clock, right? We help you be organized. You're using Airtable, all the things that we teach you.
Oh my gosh, like lifesavers. And yeah, I have literally had people say, oh my God, how are you going? You look like you're everywhere. You're getting your stuff out there. You must be so busy. And I'm like, oh, I am, I guess. But I'm not like, I'm going to kill someone. Like because of my VA and because of the organization and the strategies and stuff, it's all like, if I had none of the mafia and I was getting to this point, God knows how, I would need to be posting all the time, working around the clock, like never seeing my kids. It's just like, ugh.
I know. It's incredible. And so if you're watching this and you go, holy shit, I need to have the Mafia Academy in my life. The support of the network, what we do, everything that we do in the Mafia, it's incredible. We have two things coming up. We have a kick-started your workshop. So make your workshop starting like Steph did on the 15th on Thursday evening. We're going to do that. If you're watching this from the UK, it's going to be great for your time because we've got lots of people in here now from all around the world. So it's going to be at my team is going to put the details in here. It's only $9.99 to join us in this incredible 1.5 hours with me where we're going to dig deep into all the strategies that got Steph to where she's at so that you can choose to either if you want to do them by yourself, you can. And if you want us to help you with it, then you can choose to get more help and get into the Mafia Academy. So there's a couple of options here for you. So just say kickstart my workshops and my team can send you a details to that. Or if you say stop that, I'm ready, I need the Mafia right now, same game changer call right here, right now. And I can jump on a call with you right now and we can go through your funnel and I can see where the gaps are and I can tell you if the Mafia is the right next step for you or not. So say game changer call in the chat right now and we look forward to see you there. Steph, thank you so much for being part of this today. It's so beautiful to see the journey and how far you have come. And now if there's a parent listening to us now, how can you help?
Ooh, how can I help? I can help stressed out parents connect and bring the calm back to their home by teaching them about emotional intelligence and really helping them to handle their kids' big emotions, handle those massive challenging behaviors, and just really like know what to do and what not to do, because often we are kind of doing the wrong things and creating that like frustration with our kids. So that is what I'm here for. I love it and I can help you.
So they can join the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Join the Facebook group. Let's Raise Emotionally Intelligent Kids. And you can find me on my website as well, which is just stephaniepinto.com.
I love it. Steph, and you got a workshop coming up?
I have a workshop coming up. I haven't put the details out yet. So if anyone is interested in coming along to a workshop or getting information about the group, anything, just either find me through Facebook. You guys have tagged me or on my website and I can send you the info when it's coming out.
Sounds amazing. All right, everybody, give it up for amazing Steph. Congratulations, my gorgeous. Going from $500 a month to $9,000 a month. It's incredible. And what else is possible? I could look forward to interview you next year when we're going to say, I'm working less than last year and I'm now making $25,000 a month. That's where we want to hear. To. What's your goal, actually? Where would you like to take this?
I actually would like to make it at least a six-figure business, which is not that far off. Yeah. But just like you said, to work less and be with my kids more and to earn more. So yeah, that's simple.
Let's do it. All right, my gorgeous. I'll see you in the Bootcamp to Scale. Thank you so much for your time. And everybody, reach out to Steph. She will be able to help you to get your parenting skills to the next level. Mwah. Thank you, gorgeous. And thank you for putting yourself out there in the world and help people. That's amazing.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.